Yes.
Bundy.
Yes.
Mr. Bundy, sir.
Mac, what decisions are we going to have this morning?
The way it currently looks, Mr. President, a plan of action for the OAS meeting, for example, is a question whether we would press to have the OAS Commission have unusually distinguished representatives or just let them send their ambassadors, the department's instinct, just let them send their ambassadors. I can see some advantage in having someone with more style like Betancourt himself. There is a recommendation for movement of two more military units, two additional airborne battalions to San Ysidro, and one additional marine battalion to the protected area in the western part of the city where the polo field is, and the loading of another marine force to go by ship and take several days. As the problem of on all of these, I think there's reasonable agreement so far. There is also the problem of trying to get maximum pressure mounted on the principal Latin American governments, beginning with Brazil, to get forces of their own in there. And those are the most important decisions I've yet heard discussed in this preliminary meeting.
Abe has a speaking engagement, and he's very helpful to us.
Very.
He has Ms. Bosch moved out to the embassy and all that stuff. He wants to leave to go to Boston at 10:30, unless I wanted him to stay here.
Well, we've made a great gain, Mr. President, which is important, in that Martin is now in direct contact with Bosch and Benitez, so that line, which Abe has kept open all alone, we now have a direct contact from our own man on the scene down there, and we're in good and close contact with Martin, so that it's less critical to have Abe than it certainly was yesterday. If it were yesterday, I would think it would have been disastrous not to have him here.
He says that Bosch is very angry because of the newspaper reports that our troops are with other fellow's troops.
Well, we have had Martin call him direct to say that there's nothing in
that. That's right. He says he tells him that. But he says the papers and radio keep reporting.
We keep knocking it down.
I wonder how we could avoid that anyway. Weston?
We're dealing with the damnedest press that don't have any sense of what the political meaning of what they're saying is. George Boyle was just saying in the meeting that the State Department has denied that as hard as it knows how at 3 a.m. this morning. Now, we're stuck with the fact that Bosch is talking about things that are not happening, when in fact there's a sympathy that he undoubtedly shrewdly suspects. But the fact is not so, and we are denouncing the hell out of it as hard as we know how, and telling Bosch that we are doing so. I don't know what more we can do.
Then we could ask the ambassador to see that his press man tells all of them to quit saying these things. I guess that'd be bad, though, wouldn't it?
I don't think we can control the press down there.
No, but we might call him in and tell
We can have Martin tell people how bad that is. They might believe him. He's a newspaper man.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Right.
I think that's a good idea. Okay. All right.